Visiting today with Amy Hagerman, an OSU Ag Economics professor. Finally, we're talking about the 2023 Farm Bill. You and I have talked about programs and stuff in the past, but now we're kind of talking about what could actually happen for the 2023 Farm Bill. And you talked about some potentially big outlays. So when you say that, what are you referring to?
So we're talking about the 10-year expected spending under all the Farm Bill programs when you put them all together. So that's the nutrition programs, crop insurance, the commodities and the safety net, the conservation spending. When you put it all together, they look out across 10 years whenever they set the baseline, the outlays of what we expect on Farm Bill spending. And we are potentially looking at a Farm Bill that could exceed $1 trillion for those potential 10-year outlays.
And so what does that mean? Because I feel like we throw the word around trillion pretty easily nowadays when it comes to the economy and everything else. But what does that mean in a farm bill?
So the last one, the expected spending was $867 billion.
Okay.
So we're pretty close to a trillion in terms of expected outlays anyway. But all it really means is how much of the federal budget are we going to set aside to address these programs? And you're right. You know, $1 trillion, this is a number that we hear more often. The fact is that things are just more expensive. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to protect prices for crops or you're going to protect, if you're going to do spending on conservation programs, we know the cost of those things is higher. And therefore, any kind of program that is going to help offset the cost is going to have higher outlays associated with that. So it's just a consequence of where we're at in terms of these programs. The problem then becomes if you want to implement a new program into what is already existing, you've got to find the money from somewhere to do it. And that's what becomes the critical question. Where are we going to find the money for improvements in Farm Bill programs?
Yeah, exactly. Conservation spending, how carbon and climate smart agriculture will be addressed. That's one opportunity we could be talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Will we see increased spending in the conservation title, or will we even see some additional elements in that title or others to address carbon markets, the measurement of carbon? I think these are real questions and areas where actually research could implement some needed information into the discussion as well. And then how will these climate smart agriculture initiatives change the funding either in the conservation title or in other titles as well? Will there be additional elements associated with safety net programs or crop insurance elements that are associated with some of these practices? For example, in the 2018 Farm Bill, we saw some clarification around cover crops as good management practices for crop insurance. So there are actually a lot of ways that those could go into this Farm Bill, and they could be complemented by additional initiatives happening at the administration level or additional bills that could pass Congress.
Well, kind of speaking of that, this has been such a volatile year. We've got the Russia-Ukraine war. We've had drought across. Do those kinds of elements end up making their way into the Farm Bill?
Absolutely. The climate that we're in at the point that the Farm Bill is being developed are absolutely essential to determine what the priorities are going into the Farm Bill. Because remember, the priorities come from the listening sessions, the analysis, and the reports of do these programs still work in our current environment for the risks that we are facing in our current environment? This is intended to be a living program that changes and adjusts as the world around us mm-hmm. changes and adjusts. And the world has changed a lot yeah. since 2018 in terms of the challenges and the uncertainties that we have in our food production system.
And I know safety nets are always going to be a top priority for producers.
Absolutely. I think, you know, we do have a question of what improvements need to be made in the safety net. And some of the listening sessions that have already been held, they've had conversations around how can we improve those safety net programs. But I do get the sense that they felt like the price protection worked pretty well in those years where prices were low. So, you know, I think we will probably have some of that price protection in some form in place going forward in the safety net programs. Disaster programs, that's a real question. That's in our safety net elements of our Title I in the Farm Bill. How will disaster programs and how will we tie disaster programs to risk management and safety net programs going forward into the future? There may be a lot of technical details and technical changes in there.
What else kind of conversations are you hearing about what the most important things are that people want in the Farm Bill?
So I think the other things we're hearing about, besides the classic crop insurance, conservation programs, safety net programs, are addressing things like supply chain vulnerabilities. We definitely highlighted the elements of our supply chain that are vulnerable in the last few years. We identified those things, and are there some ways that we can address those? The other thing that I think we may see going forward into this cycle is competitiveness. A lot of conversations around market competitiveness and transparency. We've seen some additional bills that have already passed with the aim of increasing transparency in market information. So we may see some of those elements, I think, float to the top as well. I think animal disease will still be an issue, particularly as we're looking at African swine fever that it was in the Dominican Republic in the last few years. The big impacts of African swine fever on China and the impact that that had on world markets, highly pathogenic avian influenza, and our long struggle with that being in the wild bird population, creating introductions in our backyard and commercial flocks here in the U.S. So biosecurity may enter that conversation as well. All of these things will influence a very long and complicated farm bill development process.
So what do ag producers and farmers need to be doing right now to just make sure that their voices are heard about what they want to see in the farm bill?
So over the course of the next 6 to 8 months, every one of our producer organizations will be having listening sessions and collecting their priorities that will go forward for farm bill discussions. Now is the perfect time to engage in those discussions, calling their legislators, making sure they understand the things that they would like them to bring forward as issues from their district to bring forward into those conversations. Now is the perfect time to communicate and to engage, and absolutely just realizing that all of those issues are bundled together and they are carried forward to Washington, D.C. So you can have an impact into this process. And I think it's really important that we do feel that empowerment, that it's not just we're getting information that comes to us, but that we can actually feed into that process as well.
Good information. Thank you so much.
Thank you.